Hi, this is Dr. John Gray, author of Men from Mars, Women from Venus, and you're listening to the Kick-Ass Life Show with David Wood.
Make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey everyone, how you doing? Well, we got a new show for you. This is the 600 second Kick-Ass Life Show. That's right, 600 seconds. You know what that is? Do the math. 10 minutes. We're going to keep the show to 10 minutes or less. This is your weekend soundbite. Kick in the butt, put a smile on your face, and a little skip into your step, which I think is really, really important. So what's the show? It's a show that really hopefully can bring you one soundbite, one nugget, something you can work on, something that's important to you, something that you really can take into your life right away. And so when we look at this fast-paced world of speed learning, speed dating, you know, drive-through foods, immediate gratification, and of course, the information overload... I mean, when you look at the stats, it's crazy. Do you know that every 24 hours, there's 294 billion emails are sent on the internet, 2 million blog posts are written, and I said written, I didn't say read, and 864,000 hours of video are uploaded onto YouTube alone. Now, Americans are consuming 3.66 zettabytes, zettabytes a day. Now, what the hell is a zettabyte, you may ask? Well, I had to look it up. It's a billion trillion bytes. That's a lot. So, anyway, so what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, meine Damen und Herren, boys and girls, in these 600 kick-ass seconds, all right, just because there's not much room left in that itty-bitty brain of ours, all right, we're going to put some really good, yummy, scrumptious, decidedly delicious stuff. Stuff designed to kick you in the ass, get you into gear, and take you to the next level. Now, there's four main areas that we're going to be working on. The first, we're going to call it pillow talk. I should use a French accent for this. I don't know why, but French are apparently great lovers. But pillow talk, love, sex, passion. And fortunately, I work with some of the great passion coaches and love coaches in the world. John Gray is a great friend of mine. Alison Armstrong, another one. If you look her up, she does amazing work. Beth Hanischewski, all these great, great relationship coaches. So I can bring their wisdoms and things that I've actually been able to apply into my kick-ass love life, which I think is really, really important that we all have. The second one is, I'm going to call it Confessions of a Backpacker. Mate, I should use my Australian accent here, but Confessions of a Backpacker. That's truly around some of the stories from traveling around the world about culture and some of the things I've seen. And the other part I want to look at is rags to riches. Maybe I'll use my Irish accent here. I don't know why. I always think of a leprechaun sitting there with a big pot of gold. really about money, success, financial blueprints. A lot of you know I worked with T. Harv Eker for many years and really helped hundreds of thousands of people work through their financial blueprints and really start looking at how to create a greater level of success in their life. And the other part I want to look at is some of life's screw-ups, some of the things we do are a little wacky, are a little weird, always a little odd. But again, the show really is designed to sort of put that smile on your face and that skip into your step.
Really, yeah. Might you made? Other things just make you swear and curse.
Oh, yeah.
When you're chewing on
life's gristle.
That grumble.
That whistle.
This'll help things turn out for the best.
This is what I love, these lines. Think about it.
Always look on the bright side of life.
So this is the setup for the lesson today. I've talked about it in, I think, even my last podcast, but it's something that I don't see happening a whole lot, is this idea is that events are going to happen, and we can't control the events, right? There's no way of us controlling the events, but we can control the way we respond to them. And that ultimately will control the outcome of exactly what we're doing. So, when we look at the event that happens, I'll give you an example, actually. This is a great example. I was doing a program in Kelowna, British Columbia. and it's 10:30 at night, and I get trapped in the elevator. And you always hear this story. And there was no great-looking girl in there with me, just me alone. And I have a big program the next day. And so what I end up doing is I end up going to just sort of laying down there. And it's so hot in there. I didn't realize how many lights are in these elevators. But there's 24 of these halogen bulbs. I mean, it's like a suntanning bed. And that was the biggest thing in there. No air, suntanning bed. So I take off my flip-flop and I put it over my eyes. And I lay there and I just say, I'm going to relax and go to sleep. What can I do? Just got to accept what's going on. The thing I can control is my response. Now, interestingly, a year before, I had been in the Westin Hotel in Toronto where a guy had got stuck in an elevator. And the interesting thing about him being stuck in the elevator was this guy was a professional footballer. And when he got stuck, he was screaming from within inside the elevator for the longest time. And it took about an hour to get him out. And he was so, so, so upset. And this guy's like 6'3", ripped in muscles. And he jumps out and the poor manager of the hotel is standing there. And this guy towers over the top of him and just rips him a new one. And screams and shouts, and there's tons and tons of people around. I mean, it's a real gong show. And I suppose, you know, for me, the whole of idea of watching that, sometimes we can see these moments, these things happen, where, you know, they aren't the most enlightened moments, and then we can learn from them. And that's what I always say, is we have the opportunity to learn from that. So when this happened to me, I'm laying there, and this replayed in my head, this guy, and he's a really great guy, by the way. I really like this guy. And what happened was I was deciding in that moment how it was going to be for me. And finally, the fire brigade came, the technicians came, and I can hear all these people outside. They keep worrying about me. And I'm saying, don't worry, I'm fine. I just want to have a sleep. And finally, I have to climb up and undo the door of the elevator from the inside, and they let me out. Anyway, so imagine this. There's the manager, the assistant manager, there's staff there, there's people from the elevator company, there's the fire brigade, and I'm thinking, how do I want to be? This is what I can control, right? So I jump out, big smile on my face. Now, I've been in there 2.5 hours. I give the manager of the hotel a great big hug. I said, thank you so much. I said, good night, everyone. Have a good night. And I walked away. Didn't say another word. And you could have heard a pin drop. Everyone's face was, they were just like, what? What just happened, right? Anyway, so there's your big lesson. There's the event happens. And you can look at it with cars when someone swerves in front of you. I mean, you see that all the time, road rage, where you start to lose your temper. How can you respond differently and understand that the response is the only thing you can control? How can you do the opposite of what people expect in any given circumstance? If you're an fender bender, how can you come out and be enlightened about it? How can you reach out to the person and really show your big, open, warm, kick-ass heart? That's what it's all about. All right, there's your lesson for today. I want to talk about something, though. We have a bit of a news flash coming on and something to celebrate. You know, and I think that one of the things we don't do enough in life is celebrate those little steps. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kick-Ass Life Show just hit its 100,000th download. So, you know, I'm a great believer in celebrating. And I want to thank you. Listen, this is your show. You can help design it. You can go onto our Facebook page. Give us ideas, things you like, things you don't like. You know, write your reviews. Help us. Help us sculpt this show. It's your show. What kind of guests do you want me to bring on? But this is all about you guys. And I just want to say I am so excited that we've hit the 100,000. Now, and imagine if you shared this with 10 people each. 10 people each. Guess what? We can reach millions. And ultimately, that's what we want to do. We want to be out of millions and millions of people. So again, my deepest, warmest, and most beautiful thank you. Because without you, this would be nothing. This isn't just about me. This is about us. This is our show. And I just want to say how grateful I am that you're a part of it every single week. And I know some of you are wanting more shows. So hopefully this 600-second show is going to be one of those shows that you can jump into on the weekend and have fun. I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it is kick-ass being a part of this with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And don't forget, the only thing you can control is your response. There's an event, you respond, and then there's an outcome.
That was kick-ass.